Of all the riddles, jokes, and memes that can be found on the internet, there's a whole category entitled Funny Church Signs. Perhaps you've seen some of them. One of my favorites is the classic sign that spells the letters CH blank blank CH. And underneath it says, "What's missing?" I always like that one because it expresses a subtle yet a poignant message to what's missing. You are. But over the past 7 weeks, that sign has taken on a new meaning for me. And you know what? I don't like that sign anymore. In fact, I hate the fact that you are missing. And I'm growing tired of this absence from church. Perhaps you're experiencing the same. At the same time, the experience has shown me that in the word church, there's not only a you are, but there's also a us, an us. Now, how that fits into the word church, I don't know exactly. It's a mystery. But make no mistake, the us is an essential part of the church. And it's that reality that I like to call out today. The church is not just a collection of you ours. It's not just a collection of individuals. But in the church, there is an us. There is an experience of community, of communion. And how beautiful that is. How essential that is, that the church is more than just individuals. And as we experience that missing in these days, it's worth noticing. And as we come to these late Easter days, it's that very peace. It's the communion and the community. It's that very peace that Jesus, our risen Lord, is forming. He's not only giving individual experiences of his resurrection and of his risen life, but he's beginning to form a communion, a community, the church. We hear it once again in today's gospel. The gospel again takes us back to the Last Supper scene. And Jesus is speaking of that formation. He speaks of a Holy Spirit who's going to come, an advocate, one who is going to be with us always. He speaks of his Father, that we will not be left orphaned. This is a language of communion and love. It's the language of God himself, a beautiful communion of life and love. Last week on Mother's Day, we had an opportunity to reflect on that communion and how our lives began in communion, where in the very depths of our mother's womb, we experienced life. That was a place not only of communion and love, but of formation and growth. It was a place of maturity, and eventually it would be exposed to a birth. Well, my friends, in these Easter days, the church very much is like a womb. And baptized into Christ in the womb, in the water of life and love, which is the church and baptism, there is a growth and a maturing, a formation. And yes, there is a coming forth. There is a birth. And as we enter the sixth week of Easter, we are growing closer and closer to Pentecost, to that birth, the birthday of the church. And it's time once again that we allow our hearts to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be born again, to be made ready for a birth, a coming forth, being renewed in life and love. And we're going to witness that For the past several months, we've had members of our community preparing to receive sacraments, preparing to become Catholic, learning about the faith, growing in the practice of faith. And beginning next week, we'll celebrate these sacraments with them. Yes, with physical distance involved. But there will be a birth, as Terry and Lisa and Anthony and Rich receive the sacraments. As we get ready for the birth. And the church is not only the big, that's not the only big birthday that we're readying for. Tomorrow, May 18th, marks the 100th birthday of St. John Paul II. And I'd like to close out this homily with some of his words. I believe that they're prophetic for us today. I think they speak to the loneliness, the separatedness, the isolation, the confusion that we might be experiencing. He spoke these words after his election and before his visit to Philadelphia in 1979. And these words, I believe, were prepared in his heart not only by the Holy Spirit, but his own experience of enduring closed churches and bombed out streets, of enduring communism and Nazism, death and war. Listen to these most beautiful words. And if you'd like to reflect on them this week, it might do you well. They're from his first letter, The Redeemer of Man. Man cannot live without love. He remains a being that is incomprehensible for himself. His life is senseless if life and love is not revealed to him. If he does not encounter love, if he does not experience it and make it his own, if he does not participate intimately in it. This is why Christ the Redeemer fully reveals man to himself. If we may use the expression, this is the human dimension of the mystery of redemption. In this dimension, man again finds the greatness, dignity, and value that belongs to his humanity. In the mystery of the redemption, man becomes newly expressed and in a way is newly created. Yes, he is newly created. The man who wishes to understand himself thoroughly must, with his unrest, uncertainty, and even his weakness and sinfulness, with his life and death, draw near to Christ. My friends, in this sixth week of Easter, we see how the risen Christ has drawn near to us. And at this point, we invite his Holy Spirit to draw us nearer to him, to form us, to mature us, and to bring us to a great rebirth, a coming forth to new life. May we discover that gift of love in all its power, and may its power bring us peace. God be with you.